ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. Coming up, we have music from the video game Super Mario World and from the classic Jim Henson film The Dark Crystal. But right now, we're going to head to the 100-Acre Wood with Winnie the Pooh. Originally written in 1966 by the Sherman Brothers, the song Winnie the Pooh has been used in almost every rendition of Pooh's stories. It tells the story of Christopher Robin and his friends who live in the 100-Acre Wood, like Pooh, Piglet, Tigger, Rabbit, Eeyore, Owl, and Kinga and Roo. I'd like to play for you the version used in the 2011 Winnie the Pooh movie, performed by She and Him, also known as Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward. I want you to close your eyes and be transported into this great story.
Of Christopher's childhood days. A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo,
and Tigger too.
There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, Tubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy-nilly silly old bear. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, Tubby little cubby all stuffed with fluffies. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy-nilly silly old bear.
I hope you like that one. It always makes me smile. The song Winnie the Pooh from the 2011 movie of the same name, performed there by She and Him. This is Screenshot on ICANN. I'm your host, Marty Coldwater. Next, we have music from the Jim Henson fantasy movie, The Dark Crystal. The Dark Crystal is an epic fantasy film that takes place on the planet Thra, and the planet is slowly dying due to the evil Skeksis, who are draining the planet's life from the crystal. It's up to the elfling Jen to bring peace and order back to the planet. The puppets, designs, and special effects make this movie so enjoyable, and the music, too, is a big part of the feeling of this movie. The track I've picked for you is the Dark Crystal Overture, which opens the movie. In the music, there are themes that are used throughout the entire movie's score. It begins dark, but it ends heroically.
Thank you.
Great music from a great film that was The Dark Crystal Overture, written by Trevor Jones. It came from the Jim Henson movie The Dark Crystal, a much watch for anyone who loves fantasy movies and puppets. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm Marty Coldwater. To end our program today, we have music from the video game Super Mario World. What else could be said about Mario and the world of Super Mario Brothers? The games are ingrained in popular culture, and Mario himself has been featured in over 200 games. And of course, the music of these games has also become part of our popular culture. Here we have an orchestrated collection of themes from the Super Nintendo classic Super Mario World, which was the best-selling game for that console. The music was written by Koji Kondo, who wrote much of the music for the Mario Brothers series.
Thank you.
Who's up to say Princess Peach? Mario, that's who? You've just heard a medley of orchestrated themes from the video game Super Mario World, performed there by Video Games Live. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Artie Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.